I am God, God I am. 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 This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher talking about I am God, God I am. How many times have you said that you are God, God you are? How many times have you said that you are God, God you are, that you are the creator of your world, that you are the most important being in the universe? How many times have you said that? Most of the time, if you ever said it, you don't believe it. And you don't believe it because you think that you're being outrageous. And, of course, you are being outrageous by humanity's standards. Humanity does not want us to say, I am God, God I am, because it makes us sound like we are better than somebody else. But that's not true. Humanity does not want us to say, I am God, God I am, because then they have to say that they are God, God I am. And if they have to say that they are God, God I am, then that means they have to do what?
To live up to it.
They have to act like it. They have to live up to it. They have to express it in their everyday life. Now, I'm willing to take that responsibility. I'm willing to live my life from the theme of unconditional love. I'm willing to live my life from the point of view that all is good and very good, and that I'm a very happy, very wonderful person. And if ever I stub my toe or feel an ache or a pain, I immediately say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. And, you know, it goes away. Now, I want to be in the point where it doesn't come in the first place. I want to be at the point where I don't have to say all is in divine order, because all is in divine order. So I have to say all is in divine order until all is in divine order, when I don't have to say all is in divine order anymore. But when will I know that all is in divine order if I ever stop saying all is in divine order? I'm sure I'll be reminded quite quickly. If my consciousness is not living in the awareness that I am God, God I am, if I ever stop thinking that I am God, then I'm going to have problems. If I ever stop thinking that all is in divine order, then I have problems. Then my world is going to be one great big responsibility, one great big mess, and I'm not going to be very happy about it, because I'm going to have to be chasing after all of these realities that I say that I am. I am loving, I am kind, I am thoughtful, I am rich, I am peaceful, I am unconditional love, I am love. And you see, well, you have to say all those things over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Now, when you are playing the piano and you're learning how to play, you know how to play inside yourself, but you don't know that you know how to play. Mm-hmm. But you do know that you know how to play, because otherwise you wouldn't start playing. And so you're playing and you're practicing. And while you're practicing, you think, gee, this is interesting. This is fun. This is nice. Oh, I'm learning so many new notes. I'm learning so many new keys. My fingers are becoming much more flexible over the keys. It's just like dancing over the keys. I just love it. It's so much fun. It's so great. It's so wonderful. And you see, now, I'm not saying I'm an excellent pianist. I'm not saying that I play the piano very well. I'm not saying that I have this problem. You're trying to hide the perfume. Uh-huh. Well, that's good. That's good. It looked like you were using your blouse to wipe your nose. And that's a shame. You too, huh? Well, you want to sit next to the prince when he goes outside and has his cookies, then that's life. Now, Ingeborg, you and I are the only one untouched by this dilemma. How did we get to be untouched?
All is in divine order.
Okay, all is in divine order. Now, how did we get to be untouched, Ellen?
You put yourself far away.
No, 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 no.
By being yourself and having fun and not being touched by anything other than...
You stub your toe and you instantly say...
I'm divine order.
You have Rex, they leave an air bomb, you instantly say...
All is in divine order.
Can you believe it?
Yes.
Yeah, you cover your nose, you cover your face. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
You see, this is practicing the principle. This is practicing the piano. You keep practicing, practicing. Other people can't stand what they hear because you're not playing very well. But as you progress, you play better and better and better. Now, as you stub your toe and you instantly say, I'm whole and perfect, as you have anything come into your life that is not in divine order, you say, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order. And you just really get excited about it, you know. Get all your emotions and all your feeling into involved in it, and what happens?
It's done.
It's done. But you are allowing this week after week, month after month, year after year, to continue to be a circumstance. Now, when are you going to instantly, when you stub your toe, say all is in divine order?
Now.
When are you going to instantly, whenever you smell something that's not desirable, say all is in divine order? When you instantly, if you wish, say, Rex always leaves the most wonderful fragrance wherever he is. And when I cuddle Rex and I smell his coat, it smells just so fresh and so beautiful. Whenever I do anything with Rex, he smells so fresh and so beautiful. Now, why does he not smell that way to you and to Sylvia and maybe to Ingeborg too, but why does he not smell that way to you guys? Because you haven't put that cause in motion so definitely that there is no odor. There is no output like that. It's its principle. It is the principle. It's what we're teaching. It's what we're sharing in the Song of the Spirit. It's what we're learning to put in practice in our life. Now, I'm giving all of you opportunities to be sick. I'm giving all of you opportunities to be hurt. I'm giving all of you the opportunities to be stunk out. I'm giving you all the opportunities to have all these opportunities, and all you have to do is say, all is in divine order. And believe it and go about your business. But every time you become aware of it, instantly you say,
all is in divine order.
Instantly you say,
all is in divine order.
Instantly you say,
all is in divine order.
Every time you have a circumstance that comes to your attention that says something to you that you don't like, you say,
all is in divine order.
And then?
It is done.
All is in divine order. Then it's done. When you stub your toe, I'm whole and perfect. It works. You have practiced it. You have done it. You have experienced it. If you haven't, then you're not playing the game here. But it works. It works. Now, you get these opportunities. Would you want us to get rid of Rex?
No.
All right, then. All is in divine order with him.
Yes.
Would you want us to get rid of your foot?
No.
Because you stub it?
No.
No. You say all is in divine order. Can you imagine? You stub your foot, so you chop it off, you know? You know, if your eye offend thee, pluck it out. Yeah. All is in divine order.
All is in divine order.
Now and always.
Yes.
And that's the only thing you say. Now, this is the principle. This is what we believe. And this is what we live. And this is what we are. And if you don't want to do that, then you have nothing. You have nothing at all. Now, that's what the important thing is about our life. And it is pretty wonderful too, isn't it? So, I love you eternally.
I love you.